Well, hello and welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. This is me, Felicia Lockhart, and I want to welcome each and every one of you here today. You know, we only do about a 5 to 10 minute podcast here, but you can definitely find me on YouTube. I don't know if you knew that or not, but right there on YouTube, it is the Lockhart Perspective, an excellent show that I enjoy hosting. And I have a wonderful group of individuals who join me from time to time. And I call them the co-laborers. They're not followers because they should only be following one, and that's not me. But they are my co-laborers. And by that, I mean none other than my chat. Exceptional people from very diverse backgrounds. I have heard people say when they come in and visit the channel sometimes that this is the most intelligent and intellectual chat around. And they are. They are a great group of folks. So why don't you stop by the Lockhart Perspective there on YouTube and visit with me sometime. Now, what I'd like to talk about right now is Hank Aaron. Now, Hank Aaron had his shot done on the 5th of January. And if you look at it on Twitter, right there on his Twitter account, he makes the statement on the 5th of January, 2021 at 5:25 p.m. And he says, I was proud to get the COVID-19 vaccine earlier today at Morehouse School of Medicine, and I hope you do the same. So he was basically urging everybody to go out and take care of themselves and get that shot. But here's what people are doing now. They're making the assumption that, well, something went awry and something doesn't add up. Because he got that shot on the 5th of January, and then on the 22nd, he passed away. Well, you know, they just came out with his cause of death, and that's what I want to read to you right now. It's from the AJC, which is the local newspaper there in Atlanta, Georgia, and it says that he died of natural causes. Yeah, it says it right here. Today, they went ahead and they put it out, and by today, I mean January 25th, 2021, but it definitely says that Hank Aaron, his cause of death has been determined that he died of natural causes. According to the Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office, Aaron, the Braves legend and baseball one-time home run king, died on Friday at the age of 86. According to the Braves, he died peacefully in his sleep. A memorial service will be held on Tuesday at Truist Park, and a funeral service will be held Wednesday at Friendship Baptist Church in Atlanta. And both services begin at 1 o'clock p.m. and will be private. They will be broadcast, however, on several of the news outlets. Now, in lieu of flowers, the Aaron family is asking that a donation be made to Chasing the Dream Foundation. Hank Aaron, Chasing the Dream Foundation's address is 3466 Buffington Center, and that is in the state of Georgia. So that's Atlanta, Georgia, and the zip code is 30349. So as many of you can deduce, a lot of people are saying that there's something not right about all of it, and I'm human. I can't help but agree that something doesn't seem right. But in tandem with that, did you notice who else passed away? Just yesterday, one other person passed away. And he had a little COVID around him. And that was Larry King. He, again, was in his 80s. And they said that he was hospitalized for it earlier at the end of December. And then there were rumors from either his son or someone in the family that publicized the story. They say that it was he, the father, King, decided to go on ahead later and then have the injection after he was in the hospital. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. That's allegedly, because that's what was, that's what I read today. But I just want to say that it's a lot of stuff going on right now. And we really do have to be careful and guard our hearts and guard our bodies and guard our minds with all due diligence. And we have to be careful of the things that we elect to believe. We really do. So I want to thank you guys for spending about the last 5 minutes with me. Do not forget, you can always find me if you don't see one of the most recent shows here. You can find me on Library. You can also find me on Odyssey for the Lockhart Perspective. And then you can also go on over to YouTube ultimately and watch some of the shows there, and you can see some of the things that we've done. And that is the Lockhart Perspective on YouTube. You guys take care and remember that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High God. You all take care. Bye-bye.